Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. Enola Holmes 2. While I thought the first film in this beloved Netflix franchise was humdrum, the sequel knocked my socks off. Millie Bobby Brown, best known for her work in Stranger Things, shows a lot of poise and charisma in this adventure film. Director Harry Bradbear, who has worked on shows like Fleabag, guides Bobby Brown through the adventures of Enola Holmes, younger sister to investigator Sherlock. Holmes is now a detective for hire with her own firm, and takes on a case to find a missing girl. She then becomes embroiled in a major conspiracy that implicates her in some difficult issues. Bobby Brown, the wonderful Henry Cavill, David Thewlis and Helena Bonham Carter are all fabulous here. It's an endlessly enjoyable flick that serves as a great companion piece to the original. 4/5 stars The Hangover. I won't lie. The Hangover hasn't aged particularly well for 2022. It's raucous, raunchy, and isn't always in the best taste. However, it is still overall truly hilarious. Director Todd Phillips, who also did Old School and Joker, really made his mark with this one. It follows three friends who wake up after a bachelor party in Vegas who realize the groom-to-be is missing. Their memories are absolutely blank, and they try to retrace their steps to find their friend. The quartet of Zach Galifianakis, Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms and Justin Bartha is wonderful, and the chemistry they show is what makes the film. It's one of my favorite comedies, with so many classic moments. It's definitely for adults only, but it's laugh a minute. 4/5 stars Holiday. This was a huge surprise in 2020, and a fabulous little holiday film that left a smile on my face. A wonderful romantic comedy, Holiday follows two strangers who decide to be platonic plus ones all year round to avoid the awkwardness of being single at events, weddings and parties. But when they begin to fall for each other, things could end up changing forever. Director John Whitesell, who's basically made a string of terrible films before this, manages a wonderful little balance of genres. Leads Emma Roberts and Luke Bracey have a great time together, and it really shows. Frances Fisher, Jessica Capshaw, Andrew Batchelor, and Kristen Chenoweth support in style. With notes of When Harry Met Sally, it's no classic, but Holiday more than gives some holiday cheer. 4/5 stars Pepsi, Where's My Jet? This documentary really captured my attention from the first frame, and told an incredibly story with style and substance. It follows the 1990s battle between 20-year-old John Leonard and Pepsi, as he fought for a Harrier jet he rightly earned. There was a Pepsi sweepstakes that promised the fighter jet for 7 million Pepsi points, with no fine print on the ad. While the company may not have expected people to take them seriously, John Leonard challenged their misleading advertising in one of the strangest court cases in recent memory. Leonard, with the help of investor Todd Hoffman and now disgraced politician Michael Avenatti, mounts a battle against the cola giant. This is an enthralling documentary that I blew right through, and I couldn't believe how cool and quirky it was. It's entirely and wholly one of a kind, and the people involved in this case make it worth a watch. 4/5 stars Wednesday. Critics haven't gone crazy for Wednesday, but I think audiences are going to absolutely adore this macabre show. Created by Alfred Goff and Miles Miller, under Tim Burton's creative direction, this absolutely weird, gothic show updates the Addams Family in style. It follows Wednesday, a young teen, who is sent to Nevermore Academy for monsters and ghouls, and soon has to solve vicious murders and monstrous secrets. Jenna Ortega, who hit it big with the Scream sequel this year, is absolutely fabulous in the lead, and Luis Guzman and Catherine Zeta-Jones bring a lot of fun as Gomez and Morticia. Christina Ricci, who played Wednesday in the films as a child, is also on board, as are Gwendolyn Christie, Jamie McShane, and Ricky Lindholm. Your Honors Hunter Doohan, Newfoundlander Percy Hines-White, and Joy Sunday also hopped aboard. It's darkly funny, and frankly it was a missed opportunity for Netflix to release this post-Halloween. I really enjoyed the show, and any fans of the lore of the Addams Family will really gravitate to it. 4/5 stars.